extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Good morning, Lucinda Bennett, food writer for The Spin-Off. How are you?
Kia ora, I am good, although I've just been complaining about how I haven't caffeinated yet, so I'm dopey but good.
Well, we should say that I did offer.
You did? Yeah, yeah. I've had multiple offers. I don't know.
Trying this morning with no caffeine.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, exciting news. There's a new supermarket.
There is. Oh my God, it's the greatest day. It's like, I am definitely one of those people who, when I travel, I want to visit the supermarket.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always such a weird, it's like, oh my God, this is a bit different than 100%. What I'm used to.
Even in Australia.
Yep.
I'm like, why is your cream all thickened? Have you seen that?
No.
Is this a specific to me thing?
I can't say I've bought cream. I haven't been to Australia for about a month since before COVID.
Their cream kind of sucks.
Yep.
Just saying. Aussie listeners, I'm sorry. I'm sure we've got heaps of people beaming in from Australia.
We've got a new supermarket. It's out west.
Yeah.
It's called Foodie.
Yeah. Great name. It's so it's basically the biggest Asian supermarket. And it's right near Costco, where I still haven't been, which I'm slightly ashamed of, but I think I'm a bit scared of it. And I also don't want to pay $60 for a card.
Yes.
Without kind of having a nosy first.
Yes. Is Foodie a chain store from abroad, or is this just like a new
really
business venture from someone?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's the first I've heard of it. But it's gorgeous. It's mm-hmm. like you go inside and it's so clean and slick, and it has so many things that you don't get elsewhere. I was like in absolute heaven. I went, so I was planning to go, I didn't want to go opening weekend because I'm not mental,
mm-hmm.
But I decided I was going to go like sort of the following week, maybe the week after. And then my friend who I had made a pact to go with ended up getting gastro. So we had to really push it out. You don't want to go to Foodie when you've got gastro.
Oh, no way. No way.
So we pushed it out. We finally went this week and it was worth it. I think we'd hyped it up in our heads and it ended up being absolutely worth it. It's basically the size, it feels about the size of a normal sort of Woolworths or New World, like mm-hmm. a decently sized one. But it has the format of like a Taiping or a Yikot or my favorite Jaydan on Dominion Road, where it has within the supermarket, there are sort of separate stores as well. So you've got a butcher counter, which absolutely gorgeous. Everything was so, so fresh. I had some lamb chops that I got there last night, and they were honestly the best lamb chops I've had in forever. There is a Korean, there's a Dozzy Rock for anyone who knows the place in the city. They have like a banchan counter, so they're selling lots of different Korean side dishes, but you can also get kimbap and you can also order some lunch. There is a Chinese store that has lots of different sort of dried and fermented like meats and vegetables. It has yutao, like the Chinese donuts, dumplings, all kinds of different pastries.
Sorry, I'm just doing some deep diving to see who owns it. I think it's owned by the New Zealand Retail Property Group, which is like Westgate and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's interesting because we are, you know, we're in our supermarket duopoly.
Yes.
And I do often think when we talk about it, obviously, like the big supermarkets are, there's certain things where you kind of have to go to there. Mm. I try and avoid it. But I shop as much as I can at small businesses, and
yes.
often my local Asian supermarket mm-hmm. is where I'm getting a lot of my food.
Yeah. So, when you did your shop,
mm-hmm.
you're going around the what is now the biggest Asian supermarket in Aotearoa.
Yes.
What treats did you find?
Oh
what
my
was
God.
your favorite treat? There's a few.
So
obviously, were there many?
Many.
Did you were you buying mainly staples, or were you buying like mostly accessories?
That, I
like,
did your, both.
Yeah.
So I was smart. I was like, I'm not going to do a weekly shop elsewhere. I'm going to save it for my foodie visit. So mm-hmm. I did all my, not all my veg, but a lot of my veg and my meat and my seafood. They've got an Ocean's seafood in there as well.
Mm.
But then I also got fun things. Like there is a huge selection of different noodles.
Mm-hmm.
There's instant noodles that I have never even imagined existed. Like any type of specific noodle dish, specific noodle thickness, specific type of noodle, you can get an instant noodle variety of it.
Yes.
So I got like, I haven't eaten them yet, but I got Byeongbang noodles, and I also got a big packet of like scallion oil instant noodles, which mm-hmm. I'm very excited to try. I should say as well, I went with two friends, and about like we'd been there about 10 minutes when we were like, damn, we need two trolleys. Why did we just get one trolley? We had like two full trolleys between three of us.
Someone's got a question for you, Lucinda. Does it have English labels on the Asian ingredients? I love Asian food, but I don't know what most things are.
Yes, that's such a good point. So yes, heaps of them have like the little label that's on the shelf will be in English. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, I think to do with the sort of importing rules in Aotearoa, they have to have English labels.
Yes.
So even when you go, like any Asian store that you go to, we'll usually have like a little sort of black and white printed label mm-hmm. that has something in English on it. So, and occasionally it's like, you might maybe doing a little bit of guesswork, or it's a bit hard if you don't have familiarity with the ingredients, but 100%. And I'd say Foodie's probably like a super nice sort of entry level Asian supermarket if you feel a little bit sort of confused by seeing lots of words in different languages that are hard for you to kind of navigate. Mm-hmm. Foodie felt really... yeah, like none of us who went spoke any other languages that were there, and we were like, we knew exactly where we were, mm-hmm. what we were finding.
What would you imagine yourself returning there to get
Great question. Because we did have a lot of like, oh my God, we'll come back for this.
Yeah.
One of the big items of discussion on the day was at the Dozy Rock Korean Banchan counter. They had this like container of marinated crab. And one of my friends just spent the whole time we were there being like, should I go back and get the marinated crab? It was $40. Like, it's a lot. It's an investment in crab. Mm. And she was like, I don't know if I'm going to go home and like eat it all. Feels like I should probably eat it today. And so we were like, look, we'll come back and we will do a feast that day. You know, we'll go have a picnic, or we'll go home and have like a big dinner and we will get the marinated crab. So definitely going back for marinated crab. Mm-hmm. But also going back with a chili bin, because they had the most amazing selection of like ice creams and sweet treats in the freezer section. There's a local brand of ice cream. They have stores in Henderson and in Takapuna, I think. I might be going crazy. I know they definitely have one in Hendo, called Gian's or Gian's. And they have the most amazing flavors of gelato. And they had the physical
package,
little pints there.
Yeah.
Now I'm like blanking on what the flavors were, but there was definitely one that was like a taro flavor. There was like a queso, like the cheese mm-hmm. flavor. There was like a Filipino kind of coffee one. I don't know, you need to Google it, because honestly, the names on the packaging, I was like, I want them all.
The thing that really fascinates me about a business like this, which is kind of like starting up as a one-off, is just whoever's doing the purchasing.
Totally,
really,
and not knowing.
Buzzes me out. You know, like just buying, you know, all the product lines they're carrying. Mm. It makes me think about the network of like other small wholesalers of all these different goods which exist.
I wonder if it's like opened up import. Because like recently at my local Jaydan, which is such a good supermarket, they have expanded the store and they've added new aisles. And so every time I go there, there's like tons of new products, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if there's some sort of like opening up of import lines that's feeding into that, or whether it's a coincidence entirely.
Yes. So you're like, I'm feeling like this is a 5-star recommend for Foodie.
100%. It's also just fun. I would say we went on a Monday, which I would say is a pretty
good idea.
chill day to go. I can imagine it getting pretty slammed on the weekend.
Yeah.
But you can very much do your full shop there. They have...
You could actually do a full grocery shop
and
come back with some cool stuff that you would usually not get anywhere
100%.
Else.
100%. The one thing I couldn't get there was yogurt.
Okay.
That was the only thing. They did have some dairy products, but they didn't have yogurt, and I'm a big yogurt girl. But other than that, they had everything. I got something from the butcher. I got some really beautiful fish from the seafood place. Mm-hmm. They had really exciting seafood that I haven't seen many places. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever heard of gooey duck?
Or
it's written Geoduck, which makes it sound like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
But like these giant long neck clams, and they're honestly like the size of my forearm. I've never eaten them, but when I saw them there, I was like, I want one.
How do I cook this?
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'll be like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
Gooey duck. Here's let's how we do it.
breakfast food, clams.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, Lucinda, if people want to keep up to date with your writing, where can they find out more?
Yeah. So I've got my most recent edition of The Boil Up coming out today. So that is on, if you go on Spinoff and you subscribe to The Boil Up, it'll appear in your mailbox. But you can also follow me on Lulu_baguettes. And I did just have a piece that I wrote for the last issue of Metro go up online. So if you pop on Metro and you're like, gosh, where can I get the best cake in Tamaki? Well,
good question. Okay.
I got you. Maybe we should talk about that on air next week.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much, Lucinda. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Hey.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.